12 past 7. It was a massive weekend sports-wise. We had round 5 of the NRL, and we also had the gather round for the AFL and the very first round in our local Group 4 competition. And we'll get into it with the gather round of the AFL getting underway at the Adelaide Oval to kick it all off. The Adelaide Crows against Melbourne, unfortunately, couldn't get a win in there. Melbourne winning 78-63. Brisbane Lions thumping North Melbourne. Port Adelaide at least getting a win in over Essendon, 111-42. Sydney Swans winning over the West Coast Eagles. Carlton getting a win in over Frio. Geelong Cats by 4, 95-91 over the Western Bulldogs. GWS Giants 117 to the Gold Coast Suns, 89. St Kilda getting a win in over Richmond, and Collingwood finishing off the round winning by 5 over Hawthorn. In round 5 of the NRL, the Storm winning over the Broncos 34-32. Bulldogs 30 to the Roosters 26. The Knights getting a win in over the Dragons 30-10 in an absolutely drenching conditions down there in the in Hunter Valley at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. It was like they were literally playing on a swimming pool by the end of that. It was crazy, but a good win. Warriors 34 to the Rabbitohs 4. Seagulls winning over the Panthers 32-18. The Dolphins 26 to the West Tigers 16. Cowboys 35 to the Titans 22. The Raiders thumping the Eels 41-8 there. And in the local Group 4, the very first round of the season, North Tamworth 28 to Boggabri 10. Katingal 44 defeating Narrabri 22. Moree 36 defeating Dungowan 16. And Werris Creek 38 defeating Gunnedah 10. That is our sports wrap, and we'll have more tips in the NRL as we get into, I can't believe this, round 6. We'll bring you the tips with Jack Howard Thursday morning here at 92.9. Troy Sivan, Rush on this Monday morning at Tamworth, number 1, 92.9. JB here. I'll tell you what is so good, so good, so good. This is so good. The number of donations we have cracked at the conclusion of week 1 in our 92.9 Tamworth and Plasma, Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive, I should say. This is just amazing. So when I left you on Friday morning, our donor numbers there at the Tamworth Red Cross Lifeblood Donor Center was 40 in total on Tuesday, 32 on Wednesday, 45 on Thursday. Friday, they got 31 donations, 26 plasma, 6 whole blood. Saturday, what an amazing day on the Saturday. How crazy is this on a Saturday, on a day off for a lot of people, when you could be doing anything, 49 amazing people went in the Tamworth Red Cross Lifeblood and donated their time, their plasma, their blood. 49 collections in total on Saturday, 39 plasma, 10 whole blood. That takes us to the total at the conclusion of week 1, 197 blood and plasma donations made in the first week, 154 plasma and 43 blood donations. That is just so amazing. Tamworth, you are getting behind this. There are still plenty of bookings to be filled up this week to help us get to those 929 donations needed in our 92.9 Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. Tomorrow, they've got 2 blood bookings available, 17 plasma. Wednesday, 4 blood and 17 plasma. And Thursday, 2 blood and 27 plasmas still available. So it's so easy to donate if you're fit and healthy and you've got about an hour and a half of your time free. You can donate by calling 13 14 95 or visiting lifeblood.com.au and help us make our target in the Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. Thanks to Lifeblood and 92.9. Seconds from my heart. Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory. Our Tamworth number 1, 92.9. JB here on this Monday for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunnaganoo Road, 822. Love to know things that don't taste like they used to. What do you reckon? 676-229-9229 Tamworth. What item do you think doesn't taste like it used to? You swear that they've maybe adjusted the taste. You can't admit that it could potentially be your taste buds that have changed in the 5 or 10 years since you last had a wagon wheel. No, the company has, of course, adjusted the recipe, which is why it doesn't taste like it used to. 676-229-9, quite the rap sheet from Tam, including light and tangy chips, which I agree don't taste like they used to. However, light and tangy chips, I think, out of all the chip flavors, are probably the most inconsistent with their flavors. Have you noticed that? Some bags are just packed full of that light and tangy goodness, and then other flavors, like, you barely get any seasoning at all in the bag. So I think it's dependent on what variety of light and tangy chip bag you get. But yes, I agree with you, Tam. I don't think they taste quite like they used to. Tam even says they just taste like vinegar now. So there you go. Lizzie, go with scorched peanut bars. Yeah, I tend to agree. Since they disappeared for a decade or two there, they brought them back, and I don't think they taste quite the same as what they used to. A couple of people saying Fanta doesn't taste like it used to, which I agree with. I think Lift's the same as well. Fanta and Lift don't quite taste the same as they used to. And even Sprite. Sprite doesn't taste the same as it used to. Paul on our Facebook page, very controversial. Paul is claiming that Coke doesn't taste the same. Now, I don't think Coke would make any huge adjustments to that top secret recipe that's been under lock and key and in a safe in Atlanta, Georgia, since the late 1800s when Mr. Pemberton created Coke. There are some conspiracy theories that after that failed experiment of the new Coke in the mid-80s, that when they bought back the original Coke, that it didn't taste the same, but Australia never got the new Coke, so I don't think it applies to us. But Paul, throwing it out there, with the king of all flavor changes, Coca-Cola, which is crazy. Wagon Wheels from Helen, which I totally agree with. They do not taste the same as what they used to. They used to be more jammy, more marshmallowy, and the biscuit used to be crunchier on the Wagon Wheels than what they are nowadays. And Stephen, his item that doesn't taste the same as what it used to is the tin liquid coffee. It's now awful. Stephen, hate to say it, that's always been awful.
Bearing Accessories Tamworth have kept the Northwest rolling since...
Selena Gomez at Tamworth's number one, 92.9 JB here. Love to know some of the items that don't taste like they used to. 676-229-9999 Tamworth on Facebook. Morning, Mills. Morning, Ames.
Morning.
What's up?
How are you?
Fabulous.
Have good. A good weekend?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
What you get up to? Plenty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mills got a little wild.
Yeah,
some shots I saw.
Oh.
Okay.
Why are you ratting me out?
Yeah, there you go. Shots don't taste like they used to. They used to go down a bit easier. They used to go down a bit easier, but anyway.
You read my mind. Yeah. Not as sore in the morning after.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Or
yeah,
more sore in the morning
round,
after.
The second time round, they don't taste like they used to as well. So, and they come back up. Yeah. But anyway, it's probably not what you meant when you asked that question.
No.
So, moving on.
Joe on our Facebook page, this is interesting. Golden Gay Time.
Yeah, well,
don't taste like they used to.
I still haven't had one.
So you've never had a Golden Gate? Oh, no, you haven't.
I've had the oak flavored milk Golden Gate Time flavor. You can try it too if you enter our joke for an oak promo.
Hey, she's learning.
But no, I've never tried them. So what do you think?
I think that's a video.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm always for the free food.
So yeah, that's
we
exactly.
Know this. But what do you think it tastes like it used to?
No, what's I don't think they do. No, I don't think they.
I don't remember.
Oh, you can't remember
I'm
what they taste.
Old.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I swear the stuff on the outside of it, which, by the way, I forever, and lots of people think this, lots of people assume that's a biscuit. It's actually not biscuit.
What is
that,
it?
That crumble on the outside. It's, oh, you put me on the spot now. That's what it is. But anyway,
so you brought it
it's
up.
Not, it's not biscuit.
Okay.
Okay.
But that used to be like a lot. I seem to remember it used to be a lot more crunchier than what it is now.
Ooh.
So a lot more crumbly in its texture. But anyway, no, I don't think they taste the same as what they used to.
Oh, what about those? So,
But the oak flavored milk, they will forever taste like they always have.
Absolutely.
Because they are exceptional.
Yes. And consistent in their quality.
Yes.
Yes. Quality control.
We love oak.
Dion's gone with mid patties. They don't taste the same as what they used to. They used to be a hell of a lot bigger than what they.
Oh yeah, wagon wheels. Wagon wheels were gigantic.
Yeah.
They were literally like you could put it on a wagon and you'd have a wheel. Now you don't even. You couldn't even put it on a trolley and it would work. You know what I mean?
Maybe a toy car.
Maybe.
Toy dump truck. No, that's still too.
Nah. Toy car. Matchbox car. Fanta and Sprite don't taste like that what they used to.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll go with that.
Oh, yeah. They take away the sugar. Like Macca's took away the sugar out of the lemonades.
Oh, they've brought that back now. They reversed that decision. It's back to normal.
Well, I'd hope so. So here's the thing. When you're drinking a soft drink, you're not trying to be healthy.
No, you're not.
You know what I'm saying? So just like full send, commit.
Yeah. No, yeah. Sprite, I think we're in agreement there. Sprite, Fanta, soft drink don't taste like what they used to.
Yeah.
So, granted, I mean, when you're putting all those, shot liquids in there like you do, Amelia, of course they're never going to taste the same, am I right?
You don't want soft drink with that. That's what I'm saying.
That is Flow Rider, Tamworth's number one, 92.9, JB for breakfast, for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre. What items don't taste like they once did? I'm throwing it out there. I'm going with Froosh. I don't reckon Froosh tastes like what it used to. Do you?
Is that yogurt?
Do you agree? It's like a weird yogurt.
You're not selling it to me.
What is? I don't think I've even heard of that.
It's fromage frais, I think it is. It's French.
Fromage. That means cheese, fromage. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a cheesy yogurt.
Cheesy yogurt.
According
what?
To their website. So, it's beautiful. Okay. It's like a less sweet, more tangy yogurt.
Well, you just
get
Greek yogurt then.
So, nah, it's tangier than that. But it's not as tangy as it once was. It's a lot sweeter now than what it was. Fruit.
Okay, so saying things don't taste like they used to doesn't have to be a bad thing then? Because I always take that as a negative thing.
What, that it's more tangier now than what it once was? Is that what you mean?
No, well, you're saying it tastes more sweet. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
Or do you not like the sweetness?
No, because if I wanted the sweetness, I'd just get normal yogurt. I'd go down there and get some yogurt or something like that, you know?
God, I love yogurt.
I know. That doesn't taste the same as what it used to either.
No, it does.
We are down the rabbit hole
with
this one. It's glorious. Look, it's still good.
It's just not big enough.
Yeah, but it's just not.
True. It's expensive and not big enough.
You got to try Froosh.
How about you
haven't
tried
Froosh?
Tell me what to do. No.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I still can't get over it's cheese yogurt.
Yeah, see, yeah. It doesn't actually sell me on it.
No?
I can't.
I'll get some.
My brain's still trying to process it. Monday morning's not
You
happening.
Guys have never had Froosh.
Look, don't get me wrong.
I'm not
if
over
it's
60.
Free, I'll try
You're not
it.
Over 60. Not over 60.
Yeah.
It's the only dairy product at the supermarket that's got one of those little dashies above one of the letters in there.
Yeah,
because
okay.
It's got a little dash above the U to make it fartsy. Because it's not yogurt, it's not cheese, it's fromage frais. That's how you have to say it as well.
Where are we going with this right now?
I'm going to send this straight off to Yoplait, because I swear this is probably the longest that someone's ever talked about Froosh on air ever.
Probably.
I reckon. Since a product, according to their website, launched in 1989.
Okay.
Which the year after Amy was
That's
born.
That's the year my husband was born.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. That was close. This is the longest anyone's ever talked about Froosh.
Please don't say it like that.
Which, of course, if you want us to talk about your product for this long, please speak to our advertising team here, 6765-7055. We do it for your business as well.
And we... Two old beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
The Big Mac is...
It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
Yeah, as we always do on a Monday, time to catch up with Kevin Anderson, member for Tamworth. How are you, Kev?
Morning, JB. Very well, and yourself?
Yeah, very well, very well. Fairly busy week for you. Tell us about the meeting you've got a little later on this week regarding the Loombra Solar Farm. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we're trying to line up a meeting later this week with Ben Energy, which is the proponent trying to build a massive solar farm out near Loombra and Timbumbirai. This is a massive project. And when you think about it, I was doing a little research again last night, and when you see how the landscape gets covered with solar panels, it can be quite quite unsightly. In fact, it's just horrible to look at. You know, that's what people are telling me as well, and that's what I've seen firsthand. I went for a drive out to Wellington a little while ago, JB, and I thought that there was a grass fire. And, you know, it had, you know, the area had been burnt by a grass fire because it just looked all black. But as I got closer, I saw that it was just acres and acres and hectares of solar panels. So, you know, right near town, right by the roadway, where people can see it. And I just don't think it's appropriate to have them that close to farmland and that close to people's properties.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same as you. I've got caught out by that before. I was driving somewhere. I can't remember where it was now because it was a couple of years back. And I thought the same thing as you. I thought maybe a fire had gone through it and scorched the earth. And I pulled over and hopped out, and no, it was solar panels. So I was the same as you. Yeah, that's for sure. So
look, we need renewable energy. We know that. It needs to come into the mix because we all want to be clean and green in some way, shape or form and stop pollution and nice clear skies and healthy rivers, healthy farms and healthy communities. But by the same token, these projects need to be in the appropriate location.
Yeah.
And that's what I keep saying. Get the balance right. Put them in an appropriate location where they're not going to, you know, upset local communities and disrupt business and disrupt agriculture purely for the fact of, you know, there's a transmission line going through a local area. So then an energy company goes, well, let's just build a solar farm underneath these power lines, get some alligator clips and hook on. So I just think there needs to be more thought around the planning.
Yeah, no, that's it. Weekend-wise, fairly busy coming up. The Gunnedah Show is on this weekend.
Gunnedah Show this weekend, JB. Look, as you know, we had the Tamworth Show and the Baraba Show, Manila Show. These are really important to our community, so looking forward to getting out there and catching up with all the crew from Gunnedah. Of course, the Gunnedah Art Show opening on Friday night and then into the show on Saturday, Sunday. So I know a lot of people will go over to the Gunnedah Show from Tamworth, and, you know, particularly when it comes to the pavilions and the art show and competing in horse events and dog events and of course, the rodeo and cattle and showing and so forth. So, you know, it's a big event, and looking forward to a great weekend in Gunnedah.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And, of course, I know you like this event as well. Taste Tamworth wrapping up on Saturday as well. The big Taste in the Park on Saturday. And there's the Country Picnic out at Nundle on Sunday as well to finish off Taste Tamworth, which is always a phenomenal 10-day event. That's really starting to get some people visiting our region to check out our food and wine and hospitality from right around the state, which is awesome to see as well.
Food and beverage continues to be a big draw card, JB. You are 100% right. So when you put on a festival like Taste and showcase the region's produce, showcase the region's wines and beverages and beers and so on, people will travel.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. It becomes a tourist destination. So well done to all of the organisers in Taste. It continues on this weekend into the weekend. And, you know, it's just a fantastic time to get out and enjoy food and beverage. And, you know, it's fantastic to see how many people it does bring to our region.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we had some fun over the weekend too. Daylight savings. Jeez, didn't that set the cut amongst the pigeons on your Facebook page and ours as well. We were chatting about if daylight savings goes too long. I'm of the opinion it does. You're of the same opinion. I think most, breaking down the comments, most people kind of agree that it goes a little bit too long. Not saying that to ditch daylight savings entirely, but it just goes, the 6 months is pushing the friendship a bit.
Pushes the friendship. It breaks the marriage, mate.
Too much of a good thing. You know, look,
like, you know, it's just way too long.
Yeah.
It should be November, December, January, February. That's it. End it. You know, so the whole six-month thing is just ridiculous. You know, it's so much easier to get up today to go to work, you know, when it's half past six and it's starting to become daylight. So, you know, and it's so much easier for families as well, getting kids off the bed, up for school, and just farming operations as well. I get a lot of farmers ring me at, you know, 4:30 in the morning. You know, they're going on saying it's too bloody dark, and then at the other end of the day as well. So it just makes sense, JB. And your Facebook page and my Facebook page clearly said 4 months only.
Yeah, That's it, exactly. We'll screenshot them and I'll send them to someone. I don't know how far we'll get, but someone needs to know.
It needs to see the government. The state government needs to bite the bullet because it was extended for the Olympics in the year 2000. So here we are, 24 years later, and we're still arguing about the length of time for daylight saving. The government needs to bite the bullet and bring it back to 4 months.
Is there a minister for clocks and dates at Macquarie Street that I can send this to? Or we don't have one of them.
We'd have a minister for daylight saving. I reckon they'd get the thing sorted. You know, 100%. But we should just do it. Send it to the Premier. Hey, Premier, come on.
Done. I think I've got his email somewhere there. I'll flick it to him.
100%.
Hey, Kev, thank you so much for your time. Great to chat. We'll catch you again next Monday.
Yeah, look forward to just lastly, JB.
Oh, yes.
To get, Jack Wollaston's funeral this Wednesday, St. Nicholas Church, and I think there's going to be a little bit going on at North Tamworth Rugby League Oval as well. So the great man, Jack Wollaston, passed away, a great stalwart of our community. These people leave their mark on our city, and Jack Wollaston certainly did that. So we'll be paying our respects to Jack this Wednesday.
Exactly right. Thanks so much, Kev. All the best.
Thanks, JB. Have a great day, mate.
92.9 supports local, which is why our community...